When I was in high school, my favorite sport was track and field. And the event that I loved the most were the high hurdles, because not only did they test your speed and your agility, but they also tested your ability to maneuver over an obstacle. When I first began to practice on them, I was afraid because they seemed so tall, and I was afraid of tripping and falling if I would have hit one of them. So I jumped high enough so I didn't have to worry about falling. And although I managed to clear what was in front of me, I will always finish last because my focus was not on that race, but what was in front of me. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through a hard time. In the Christian race, we will face obstacles. We will have pitfalls and traps set before us. There will be detours along the way that will leave you feeling stalled and slowed down. But it's a true test of how you finish the race. Now, there's a story of a small boy whose father bought him a punching bag. And every time that little boy hit the bag and knocked it down, it would pop right back up again. No matter if he kicked it, punched it, or slammed it to the ground, that bag would stand right back up. The reason for this was because of its base. Inside of it was a weight, and that weight of it forced whatever external pressure that you put on it to bring it right back up to a standing position. The life of a believer should be the same way. We should be so rooted and grounded in Christ that no matter how many times we are punched, kicked, or slammed to the ground, we should pop right back up. Our ability to recover should be because there is a weight on the inside, the weight of Christ. This is the power of a blessed life. This is the power of overcoming. 1 John 5:4 states that, "Who is he that overcomes the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" In the new birth, we have victory over the world. The person who is born of God overcomes the world. The victory that overcomes the world is our faith. The person who overcomes the world is a person who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The world is overcome by faith. Now, to overcome means to have success in dealing with a problem or a difficulty. It means to get a better understanding of it and then bring it under control. It means to gain mastery over whatever it is that's standing in your way. When the Lord, who is your light and salvation, is with you, then who or what should you have fear of? There have been many stories of the ordinary man or woman overcoming obstacles. Oprah Winfrey overcame abuse in her childhood, and Helen Keller overcame the loss of her sight and hearing. But because what was inside of each of them, it allowed them to overcome their problems and become successful. Because of the way some people may choose to live and the way that they may think about certain things makes it impossible to them. But if you're a child of God, then you will become an overcomer. And all you have to do is grab a hold of your faith and discover that all God has told you is true. Faith is believing, and believing is what makes you an overcomer. Now, by the time my senior year of high school came up, I had gotten very good at the event which I struggled in years before. Before, I couldn't finish a race without the fear of falling. But by that time, my entire focus had shifted. I was no longer concerned about what was in front of me, but it was more like what was at the end of the mark. Paul said that he pressed on towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Like Paul, I had to place my eyes towards the goal, which was the finish line. I couldn't let what stood in between me and what was at the end stop me from achieving my goal. When I came out of those starting blocks, I came out full speed ahead, attacking each hurdle one by one until I had crossed the line. I couldn't let up, I couldn't quit, but there were days that I didn't feel like I had the strength to do so. But deep down inside, I knew I had what it took. Our lives as a Christian runner for Jesus Christ should be the same way. We must come out at full speed ahead and attack each and every obstacle that stands in front of us. And sure, there will be days that we don't think we can make it, and there will be times where we will become so overwhelmed that we want to quit. But deep down inside each and every one of us lies God's own Holy Spirit, who equips us and empowers us to finish the race the same way you started, strong. So press on for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Because everyone who has been born of God conquers the world. This is the victory that has conquered the world, our faith. One love, 5 minutes.